I'm here with Arash, my friend, my good friend, where I just open up to him. Anytime I hang out with him, I just like let it all out. I don't know why, but it just happens. Let's start from the beginning.
Oh, way beginning? Okay, let's. Okay.
Where were you born?
Well, way beginning. Okay, from the start. I was born in Iran. Yes.
And how long did you live there?
17 years. Yeah.
Can you tell me about living in Iran? Because I've never been and I'm curious.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it is quite different living and growing up in Iran. I've tried a lot. A lot of people ask me that question. You're not the first one. But I always tell them it's very difficult to paint a picture for someone who hasn't actually been there. Like you wouldn't fully understand it. Because it is very different. I was only there for like 17 years, so I was still a teenager. So, you know, you just go through your teenage life and, you know, you do crazy stuff, stupid stuff. And it's nothing special that I would be really celebrating. It's more of a time that I was trying to just, I was hoping to end. We were closer to the mountains, not the ocean. It was more about the mountains. Regardless of that, still quite diverse the nature there. You could go to the ocean if you want to. Or I should say sea, maybe, not the ocean.
And would you have many family vacations there in the mountains, or?
If time would permit, like probably like twice a year. That's about it, I would say.
And what would you do for fun?
For fun? Well, just hanging out with friends, going out, and obviously you're not able to like drink and stuff out there, especially if you're underage. But you know, we would still try and find our own fun in our own ways. Some of those friends are here now, and some of them are elsewhere. But yeah, we had good times.
So what would you do for fun when you were 17?
When I was 17. Well, I'm not proud of it, but yeah, we would just go out and see where the party is, mm-hmm. and try to sneak in, crash it maybe.
So, have you ever crashed a wedding?
A wedding? No, not a wedding.
So, how would you crash the party? Because I thought of wedding crashers right away.
All right. The movie or just the...
I thought of the movie, but...
Oh, yeah. The movie is pretty funny.
Yeah.
We would just, some of my friends, they would know where they were living. There was an area where, you know, let's say it was more party oriented. And they would know about it. And this, they would be like, oh, I know this guy from there. They'll let us in, let's go. But they have no idea. It's like five of us. And so, yeah, we would just go and.
Would they know you're like not part of the party?
I think they were either on drugs or they just didn't care, or both.
What is one of your best memories living in Iran?
Oh, wow. That's a tough question. 'Cause it's very few. It's kind of non-existent, but I would say just going to my grandparents' place, maybe when we were kids. It was fun, because when you're small, everything's so big too, like the house and the garden and stuff. You know, you're just kids and playing. Maybe those are the only happy memories from then.
What did your grandma and grandpa used to grow in the garden?
Oh, everything, just all kinds of fruits. All kinds of fruits, especially summer fruits. Like apricots, cherry, sour cherry, grapes, all everything, you name it. Berries. Yeah.
Would you eat them fresh, or like would you jar them?
I don't think when we were there, we wouldn't allow it to get to the jar point, to the jar process of the, you know, it was just, yeah, have them all.
That's cool. And yeah. What was like the best meal you remember growing up?
Meal. It was going to be pretty stereotypical, but yeah, just kebabs.
Oh, yeah. I've had some good kebabs.
Here or where?
Well, only here. But I've had people make them for me, and yeah, they're really good.
Okay. Wow, you have people making kebabs for you? That's funny.
I meant people have made kebabs for me before.
Okay, good. I mean, it's not that difficult to make. I can make it. I have made it. It's just you have to have the place for it, like the charcoal barbecue place for it. Because, yeah, especially, I remember one of my friends doubting me so much. And I wanted to prove him so wrong that I can make it well, because he was trying to say, oh, it's such a big deal. But then, yeah. But yeah, I did it.
So, just in case anyone like doesn't know what a kebab is, what is in a kebab?
Okay, so the original version of kebab, because there's like different kinds, is minced or ground beef. Well, some people have different recipes. You know, they mix lamb with beef. Some people like it. It's very, you know, there's a lot of debate on what parts of the, which meat you combine. But the simplest one would be just minced beef on a metal skewer over barbecue.
And I love how, what is it when you, the tomato, is it baked? No, it's not baked. It's
also barbecued.
Barbecued, yeah. Yeah. It's so good.
I know.
So do people just eat the kebab on its own, or do they add any sauce, like hot sauce, or?
No hot sauce. No, they sometimes do eat it with basil, because it's a nice combo. But, oh, they do add butter. I guess that's kind of a...
And then, like, rice with saffron?
Yes.
And what make is that? Rice that there's, like, the potatoes, and you fry the rice with the potatoes, and then you flip it over?
Oh, yeah, you're talking about tadik.
Yeah.
Yes, that's like the... If you know how to make a tadik, you've reached the maximum level of expertise in cooking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in Persian cooking.
Thanks. And so, like, say that we were eating a meal and then someone put, like, hot sauce on top. Would they be, like, freaking out?
Well, the thing is, I've never ever seen anybody do that. So maybe I would be like, what are you doing? Because we do sometimes, you could serve like chili pepper or jalapeno, like pepper with it on the side. But I've never seen anybody add like hot sauce on it. That would be weird.
There's a really good, it just looks really good from outside. But there's a new Persian restaurant in Burnaby. And it's called Sirin.
Okay.
And we should check it out sometime.
Yes, we should. All right.
Yeah.
Let's.
So after the 17 years in Iran, did you move to the Philippines?
How did you know?
I listen.
Yes, that's when it happened. I moved to the Philippines, and I would say that was the beginning. That was like the turning point of my life. That was the start of my, opening my. It opened my eyes a lot.
So, what made you choose the Philippines?
So yeah, it kind of happened last minute, because my uncle studied there in the Philippines himself, and he just suggested to me. He was like, "Why don't you go there? You know, everybody speaks English, and it would be a good first step for a good journey for your future." And I was like, "Okay, let's do it. Let's go to the Philippines. I've never been, and I had no idea what to expect." But I think that was a good thing, because at first I was shocked, obviously, because there's a lot of different differences in the culture and everything. But that was amazing, because I learned a lot from another culture for the first time. So it opened my eyes.
So when you stepped off the plane in the Philippines, and you looked around, do you remember looking around and like remembering what you saw?
Oh yeah, clearly. So I step out of the airplane, and when you step out, it's like this wave of humidity like washes all over your face. It comes to you because it's so, you know, the tropical is so humid and hot. And yeah, I was just looking around, and I could only see palm trees and the ocean, and I was like, yes, because the city I was in, it was a beach city, so it was by the ocean. So it was pretty amazing.
That sounds very amazing.
Yes, and my whole life was with me too, in two suitcases.
Wow. And in your suitcase, was there anything you brought that was very sentimental?
Was it? No, I think no. No, I no.
Just clothes and
yeah, because you know exactly. No, I didn't. I left those stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to really, move on. And, by the age of 17, I guess you don't have a lot of sentimental stuff, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And then once you, like, settled in a bit, how long were you living in the Philippines?
I was there for 5 years.
And what made you want to move on to another country?
I wanted a new environment. I wanted to change again. Yeah.
So for anyone visiting the Philippines, where is a good place to visit?
Oh, where do I start? Typically, well, I was more on the central towards the south of the country, which was amazing. But yeah, I definitely have some islands I can suggest. Like, there's an island called Bohol. Are you writing it down?
How do you spell that?
Bohol, like
yeah.
Bohol.
Okay.
So this island is quite unique because it's famous for its chocolate hills. If you Google it, you'll see what it looks like. It's really cool. And there is these tiny monkeys that are the size of your hand, basically, the palm of your hand.
Oh, yeah.
They're called tarsiers. And they're so cute. And yeah, their eyes are like about to pop out, and they have like a kind of a long nose. They're tiny.
They have a long nose?
Yeah. Like like not super long, but very like like thin and kind of long. Kind of, yeah.
My nieces have those like little, I forget what they're called. I think they're called fingerlings, and they hang on your finger. And they're like little monkeys.
Right.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
But they have big eyes. I don't know if they have a long nose, though. But yeah, they just hang on your finger. And I think they talk.
Yeah. Maybe something similar to that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Do you remember when we were growing up, we had Furbies?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Furbies. What was that?
So when we didn't have fingerlings, but when I was growing up, I didn't have a Furby because my parents thought they looked evil. But yeah, they were like little like fur toys that talk. I don't know what kind of
Oh, that they're called
you know what I'm talking
right.
about?
Yeah,
Furby.
yeah. Right, right, right.
What creature was that? Was that a fox or an owl?
I want to say an owl, but
it was like together, like like mixed with owl and rodent.
Yeah, I think so.
I never had one because my parents were like, "This
right.
looks like."
Me neither. I
yeah.
I didn't have that. I was just getting my older siblings toys, so whatever they had I had afterwards.
Oh yeah. I did have a Tamagotchi though. Do you remember those?
Is it the one that you feed and stuff?
Yeah.
No. Right, right, yeah.
Egg thing? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Right.
But,
there
yeah.
was another game, it's famous, but I don't know the name. You know the bubbly one, you're trying to put those circles into the kind of like a, but it's like a, anyway,
oh,
I can't.
like the water game that you get at restaurants?
Yeah, it was like in Happy Meals or something.
Yeah, like we used to go to the pantry, and then while you're waiting, they instead of coloring books, they would give you this water game, and you like press the button and these like
yes.
circle rings go into like a slot.
There you go. Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
What are they called?
I don't know. They have a name though, but I forgot.
I have no idea. I'm gonna write that down. Circle water game. I don't know. So we should go to Bohol in the Philippines.
Yeah, that's just one, but yeah, go there.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Well,
yeah.
If anyone wants to learn more about his time in the Philippines or where to go, where can we find you?
I'm on Instagram.
And what's your Instagram?
I have two accounts. One is my personal, and the other one would be where I write my film reviews. And if I were to give my film review page, so I'll get a little, networking. Arash Reviews.
ArashReviews.
Yeah, you got it.
No underscore period.
Nothing.
Wow.
Just, yeah, I'm that cool.
Oh, okay. And before we go get into film, I still have more
Let's have a,
questions.
yes, before we get into film, let me have one drink.
Oh, yeah. Are you having the Turkish drink?
Yes. I haven't had this for over 10 years. That's why today I had to buy it when I found it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's
Tastes.
not everybody would like it. It's you'll either love it or you hate it.
What does it taste like?
So it's very like aromatic. It's because there is it's like a, I think it's called anise. In
Oh,
it,
yeah.
yeah,
So anise
and
is kind of like liquor. It kind of tastes like licorice, right? Those.
exactly,
Yeah.
yes, exactly. I love licorice, and but yeah, what's cool about this drink is because it's colorless, right? Like vodka or water, and then you're supposed to drink it with a little bit of water. And some ice, but you could also just straight up drink it with ice, no water. What's cool about it, when you add either ice or water, it turns into white. Remember I sent you the video?
Yeah. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the color before?
Like colorless, like water or vodka.
And then
And
you turn, oh, and it turns into white. Oh
yeah.
wow. That's cool. So did you have your shot?
Oh, I'm having more than a shot, but yeah. It's not like a shot drink. It's more like a like vodka. You drink it,
Okay.
yeah.
So
You
you,
could do a shot, yeah.
so it's a Turkish drink, right?
Yeah.
And what do you call it?
Rakı.
Rakı?
Yes. Raki. Rakı.
Oh, Rakı. Sorry. I thought you
Yeah, you
meant
said it nice.
Baraki.
Just a
And then you just add water to it.
little bit, yeah.
Oh, so if you don't add water, does it still taste good?
Oh yeah, it's just more like stronger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. And then from the Philippines, you moved to Hungary? Hungary?
Yes. Yes, I went to Hungary and I
And
was there for, yeah.
oh, sorry. And
No.
why Hungary?
Interesting. Well, I did try two other countries, Germany and Netherlands, but they in Germany I could go, like I got accepted. But I did the, I looked at my finances and stuff. It was a bit high, expensive. And the Netherlands, I got rejected, like my the university, they didn't like me.
Yeah.
And yeah, but then Hungary was the winner because everything worked out better, like both living cost and the program at the university. And it was more artsy, so I was like, okay, that's where I want to head out, head to.
And where did you stay in Hungary?
I went to Budapest, the capital, or I should say, as they say, Budapest.
Budapest.
Yes. And it was a beautiful, gorgeous city. I recommend it to everybody if they can go there. And yeah, it was interesting.
What
It was my first Euro in, you know, European country.
It's your favorite?
No, it was
Oh,
my
your
first
first.
trip out. Yeah.
Have you been to any after Hungary?
Yeah, because while I was there, it was easy to go around. So I had time to go to like Germany, Prague, Italy, Vienna, and France. I tried
Awesome.
as much as I could. Yeah. Because, you know, when you're there, it's easy to like hop around. Just like Philippines, you just go island hopping, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what are like the top three things that you love about Hungary?
Huh. The bars. Ha. But I was so honest. Yeah, the because the pop culture and the bars there are different compared to any other place I've been. This is they called ruin bars. I don't know if you've seen it in any other place you've been. But yeah, it's basically this really old, like ruined, ruined buildings, and they turned it into a bar. And it's just so cool. Everybody's there to have a good time. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
When I went to England, I went to an old, like, church, and it was like a made of brick or whatever, and they called it Angel, and they made it into a nightclub.
Ooh.
And I felt very sinful going because
You felt simple.
where the pulpit was,
Ah.
that was where the dance floor was. And then I just remembered we'd get our drinks and we're standing and then looking over at the stained glass windows, and I'm like, this is messed up. Yeah. That was
Right.
the only time where I was like, this is uncomfortable. But yeah, I like how they called it Angel.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah,
I've never heard of that situation. I don't know if I, yeah, but I know what you mean. Yeah, I get it.
And then other than the bars, what else?
The city itself, it's the city at night. Yeah, I should say it like that. The city at night was a, like, I've never seen a city at night like that. So it's just, yeah, beautiful.
And the people were nice.
Okay. Well, they're okay. If I'm kind.
Okay. Well, like are Canadians nice?
Oh, okay. You made it harder now. No, well, you know.
Well, you know, before you answer that, let's go to the next place that you moved to.
Yes, thank you.
So you went from Hungary to Canada, right?
Yeah.
And you decided to stop in Winnipeg?
I decided to stop by, yeah.
Before you went to Vancouver?
So yeah, I had a stopover in Winnipeg for 2 years. I had a layover for 2 years.
And tell me about your experience in Winnipeg.
It was good too, like in a way that I've never experienced that level of cold. Like it shouldn't be allowed. Like life shouldn't be allowed in that situation. Because it was intense. Minus 50 degrees, 40 degrees.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Yeah. It was very intense. But people still live. They go to work. They go to be like, it's just normal to them. And I was like, but I can't do this. So I decided to come to the West Coast, Vancouver, because I heard the. So at that point, I was just running away from the weather. That's why I didn't even go to Toronto, because they said it's also cold there.
Yeah, I was in Ontario once during the winter, and I was like really young, and I was walking with my mom to like a coffee shop, and I was like, I was walking, but like my arms weren't moving, and I'm like, Mom, I'm like frozen right now, and I all I remember is her wrapping a scarf around me.
That's
and
all.
I didn't even like move my arms. I was like, I just want to get to this coffee shop and like go home.
Exactly. Yeah. Right there, when I was there, I didn't see people walking in the street. Like, you don't see people. It's just, you see just cars. That's all you see.
So you were talking about Winnipeg weather.
Yes.
So I've never been to Winnipeg.
Uh-huh.
What am I missing?
Nothing.
What do they have for fun there?
Well, it's pretty much the same as here, you know, like breweries and like breweries. If you like fishing, it's a good spot for that, because there's tons of lakes.
Are they like man-made or like they're natural?
I wouldn't know, but I think mix of both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so if you were to decide, are people from Winnipeg nice or Vancouver?
You know, okay, that's what I was gonna get to. People are all the same, you know, where I go, all the same. It's just in a broader perspective, in a broader aspect, they're all the same. You just find the good ones in among them, and because I wouldn't be able to say which one is, but I can say I'm happier here.
How long did you? Oh, and you lived in Winnipeg for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then what made you decide to go to Vancouver?
Oh, well, one of the things was basically a better quality of life. And I just wanted to be in a more vibrant city and more lively city, bigger city, and you know, a city by the ocean and the mountains, and because I really like going to high peaks and contemplate. And in Winnipeg, it's prairie, right? It's all flat land. There was no high place. My only high place was my balcony, because I was living on the 14th floor. But that wasn't the ideal place. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, is there anything you wish you knew before you moved to Vancouver?
No, I guess I wasn't, like, part of me wasn't surprised, and part of me was surprised. Like, it was a bit of both. Like, some of the things I expected, it did happen, and some of the things I didn't expect. Yeah. That's an interesting question. I've never looked at it that way. I guess I wish I knew how really expensive it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know, your research and stuff, but once you actually live it, you realize, oh, okay.
It is expensive here.
Yeah.
Very expensive. So so your apartment in Winnipeg, how much was it per month?
I was paying less than $1,000 for 600, one bedroom.
One bedroom. And then here to pay the same, or I mean, sorry, to live the same, like one bedroom, how much?
Oh, so, like that's, it's doubled in that for one bedroom here. And it's going to be, it's not going to be 600 square feet. It's going to be maybe 400, 450 square feet, and you pay double.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm lucky where I'm living right now. I would not be able to afford downtown Vancouver.
Oh, yeah. Downtown, forget about it. Yeah. I know. Yeah. But the thing is, I like to be in downtown when I want to be.
Yeah.
I don't want to be there permanently because it's just too much noise.
Yeah, and everyone that I've that I known that have lived down there, they say it's like too loud, and they always like end up moving to Maple Ridge or Burnaby,
right.
You know, because it's loud at night.
Yeah.
All the fire trucks and ambulances and
yeah,
drunk people.
Oh yeah, and the weekends gets crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which out of all the places you've been to and lived, all the places you've lived, who has the best food?
Oh. Okay, the places I've lived at or the places I've been to?
Oh, let's just say been to.
Okay, because that makes it easier. I mean, Italy was great. I know it's an obvious answer, but I think, yeah, that was really nice. It was amazing.
Where in Italy did you go to?
So I did go to Rome and Naples. And Naples was my favorite because it was something else. It was another world, and the food was just crazy good. And yeah, it's just a different world, you know? Like narrow streets.
Narrow streets, yeah. I've never been to Naples, but I've been to Rome, Venice, Pisa area.
Oh.
Florence.
Okay. You've been
I really like Florence.
Nice.
Yeah. So what did you like what kind of food did you like in Naples?
The pizza, because I was staying at this Airbnb and the host was like, "You need to go to this pizza."
Yeah,
and I went because he said he has this technique that is unique, how he does it with the dough, and he was going about it like that. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go. And he told me you have to go at like around, go later than 2 p.m. It's just gonna be a long line. I was like, okay. So, I was like, I went, and then he gave me his card. He said, if you give me my card, they give you 5% discount or whatever. I was like, okay, maybe they have a deal, but
nice.
I want to go. Like, he's being nice, and I'm a tourist. Let's try. And it was like the best pizza I ever had. And it's like the thing, how I don't know what he does to the dough, or that person, what they did to the dough, but yeah.
Do you remember the name of the place?
Yeah, I kind of saved it because one of my other friends went to Naples. I was like, go here, but I have to look for it if you want.
Yeah, that's fine. Let me know later.
Okay. And he was right. You know, by the time I was done and I was coming out, there was a long line.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I came at a good time.
So I remember going and trying the pizza, and it's like super thin and it's very greasy. So was that the same?
No. It wasn't either. It was very unique. Like I said, like the dough was kind of like the crust. It was like it was fried, but the dough itself, it wasn't greasy at all. It was thin, but not a soggy thin. Do you know what I mean? And it was, but the crust, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, so you're making me want to go to Naples. And because I love pizza.
I know.
You know, there's like a few people that I've met in my life that don't like pizza.
Really?
Like,
I know if I have a friend who doesn't like chocolate. Can you imagine?
Oh, chocolate? Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's not crazier than pizza.
No, at one point I didn't like chocolate. Like that
Oh,
much. Like
okay.
I liked like stuff that was mixed with chocolate, like you know, like Wonder Bar. Have you tried a Wonder Bar?
I can't remember if I've tried it, but I know.
Oh my god.
I guess I've tried it, but yeah, not like Rick. Yeah. Is it really good?
Tomorrow go get a Wonder Bar. But
Wonder Bar.
Apparently it's like a Canadian chocolate.
Okay.
I sent it to my friends in Texas, but it melted on the way.
Oh no.
So it was probably like not as good. I don't know. Well,
You
it was
should
good.
have
Yeah.
wrapped it in like ice packs
Yeah,
next time.
maybe. No. Whatever. I'm pretty sure if you like squished it up, it would taste the same. But yeah, Wonder Bar is like my favorite. Like, what's your favorite chocolate?
Oh my gosh. No, now that you've asked me, it's like it's gone. What was it?
Okay, while you're thinking.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. Okay.
Dame. Dame.
The what?
Dame.
Where's that?
You've never had Dame?
No.
They sell it in IKEA. But I don't know why they sell it in IKEA. It's not an IKEA product. there's like caramel inside, like it's like a caramel and chocolate coating, but it's so good.
Dame.
You've never had Dame?
No.
D-A-I-M. Or
what?
D-A-I-M-E. I don't know if there's an E at the end, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like red, the packaging.
Damn.
Damn. Yeah.
My favorite chocolate of all time is an American company. It's called See's Candy. So if you ever go to the States, ask for a tester of the butterscotch square. And that is like heaven in my mouth.
Okay. See's
And
Candy.
We used to go down to the States like quite like maybe like once a month, but yeah, we'd make sure to go to See's Candy, and we would get like a whole box, and it was like I think $18 American for a box of butterscotch squares. And oh my god, you know what, when I go next time I'll give you some. They're
All
so
right.
good. They're so
Okay.
good, just thinking about it.
Okay, now, yeah. I want to try it.
I tried to order them in Canada because
Uh-huh.
my mom really likes them, and apparently like they don't ship to Canada the chocolate because it will melt on the way or something.
Oh no, and you cannot find it in whole Canada? That's crazy.
Yeah, but whenever I go to Vegas, well, I've been to Vegas twice, I get there in the airport, they have See's Candy lollipops, and
Okay.
I just get her a box of those.
Nice. Oh.
Yeah. You recently volunteered at the Vancouver Film Festival.
Yes.
Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, I did volunteering there because I like films, and I write reviews sometimes. So yeah, it was my first one here in Vancouver because it was the first one that it was in person, full capacity after the pandemic. So yeah, I wanted to make use of it and take the most out of it. So yeah, I was a really good experience. I got to see a bunch of films, and I kind of went crazy, but did like before work, watching a film, go to work, and then come back after work, watch another film, and just repeat for like 10 days. But I did. Yeah.
And what are the top three films that you watched there?
Top three. Sure. There was a Romanian-Hungarian film called RMN. That was amazing, I think. I think that was the best film of the year. There was a documentary that was great, from India, I think. All That Breathes. And what was my third one? Well, I'm going to say there was a Japanese film called Plan 75. That was quite interesting because the idea, interesting. It was about assisted death. So, yeah, top three.
So which country comes out with the best film?
Well, I'm very much into Italian cinema personally, but Eastern European cinema. Oh, okay. Let me make it simple. If I want to, like, I'll also say a top three. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah. Italian cinema, European, Eastern Europe, and Scandinavian.
So what do you like about Italian cinema?
Italian cinema is just, I don't know, I'm so fascinated with their cinema. It's just, you know, it's fun and it's real and it's sad and it's happy and it's like everything. And yeah, it's so, like, it's kind of real, as in there is no filter, you know, the story, the characters, the people, it's all, yeah, I like that. And what I like about Scandinavian cinema is that it's so dark and depressing, but sometimes you want that, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So we recently went to the Hollywood Theater in Kitsilano.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. What did you think about that theater?
Oh, it was so cool. The venue was like, you know, I like venues like that, that it's a good place to socialize and hang, and it kind of brings out conversation. And when you, like, when I stepped in it, I was like, I'm going to have a good time here.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And we saw Dino Archie and Mauricio Lopez.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. He was so funny. I laughed a lot.
Yeah. It was a fun night.
It was.
But, like, the drinks that I had were a little strong, so we all laughed, but you stayed longer.
Yes.
What did you see when you were there?
Oh, I was just like socializing, you know, getting to know other people more. I at that point, I drank so much. I was just talking to everybody.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had a fun time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Check out Dino Archie and Mauricio Lopez, also known as No Champagne Poppy. Check out their podcast, Strictly Beloved Podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. And where can we find you again?
Arash Reviews.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Arash Reviews, no underscore or dot.
Yes.
Okay, Arash, one more question. What makes you smile?
Smile or laugh?
Smile.
If I smile, then I see, like, a, I don't know, a cute dog or That makes me smile.
Okay, let's do this again.
Okay.
I might leave this part in though, but okay.
Okay,
Arash, one more question.
Okay.
What is one thing that makes you laugh?
Makes me laugh. A very, like, when I, you know, certain characters, or when I'm like outside, they just make me laugh, and not in a bad way that I'm like, I'm looking down on them or something. No, it's just their charisma and character is just makes me laugh, and they don't have to be like joke. It's just the way they, how they are.
Okay.
Wait.
No, that's a good answer.
Okay.
And I lied. There's one more question.
Oh.
Because it just keeps coming to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Arash?
Uh-huh.
At this point in your life, what is one of the most important things in your life right now?
Right now? I'm going to give the most selfish answer. Myself.
That's good.
Just trying to work on myself and what I like to do. And yeah, that's cool. The most important.
And if you had to say one more thing to people listening, what would it be?
My glass almost fell. actually, I thought about it, like, I didn't think about it. It came to my mind, I think, was it today or the other day, yesterday? It's the same advice I gave my friend, I think 5 years ago, and I can't believe I have to remind myself again. Anyway, I would say don't wait on anybody. Just you have to do everything yourself.
Thank you so much, Arash, for being on the Bombtastic podcast. It was nice to talk to you, and I really appreciate you spending your, is it Saturday or Friday? It's Friday.
Friday, it's still Friday.
Spending your Friday night with me, 15 minutes until Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, thanks so much for having me. Yeah, of course.